With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A missing Marine Corps helicopter carrying five troops from Nevada to California has been located.
The military says that Marine helicopter has been found in a mountainous area outside of San Diego. It was located just after 9 in the morning Wednesday, California time, by civil authorities near the mountain community of Pine Valley. But rescue crews said snow in the sparsely populated mountains covered in pine trees and thick brush was making access to the area challenging. Defense officials say the Marines were flying in a Sikorsky Super Stallion helicopter from Creech Air Force Base northwest of Las Vegas, where they had been doing unit-level training and were returning home to Marine Corps Air Station Miramar in San Diego. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senator John Cornyn of Texas says Republicans withdrew support for a so-called border security bill because of President Biden.
If President Biden can't be trusted to enforce existing laws, which were largely the same as the ones in place when President Trump was in office, then what gives us the confidence that he will enforce these new changes? I think that's basically what happened. People realized, well, we can't trust him.
Cornyn was interviewed on Salem Radio Network, and along those lines, presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says Biden has the authority to stop the border crisis overnight without legislation from Congress. Echoing words of Republican lawmakers, Kennedy said if President Biden wanted to stop it, he could. He could complete a fence. When Biden took office, he reversed the executive orders put in place by President Trump, orders that stopped large groups from illegally crossing. Senator Ted Cruz said Biden caused the deliberate crisis with three executive moves during his first week in office. This is SRN News. The biggest gambling blowout in U.S. history is just around the corner.
One in four adults in this country are expected to bet money on Sunday's Super Bowl in Las Vegas, 35% more than did so last year. It's a grim monument to the way in which gambling has consumed the nation despite the efforts of clergymen and family advocates. Laura Everett of Massachusetts Council of Churches tells Religion News Service, quote, "Every time you expand gambling, there is a percentage of the population whose lives will be destroyed." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another legal challenge to South Carolina's heartbeat law. Planned Parenthood says the measure should not apply at 6 weeks of pregnancy. They say major components of the heart usually form around 9 weeks. It's just the latest attempt by abortion advocates to weaken the measure, which bars abortion as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. This is SRN News. Wall Street climbs to the edge of another milestone.
The S&P 500 neared the 5,000 level Wednesday for the first time as Ford, Chipotle, and other big stocks climbed following their latest earnings reports. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% and at one point was just a fraction of a point away from its latest milestone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.4% and the NASDAQ Composite climbed 0.9%. A relatively calm day in the bond market helped keep things smooth, despite some concerns about investors' ability to digest a $42 billion auction of 10-year treasuries. New York Community Bancorp stock ended higher after another roller coaster day. Damian Troisi, New York.
For the first time in more than two decades, Mexico surpasses China as the leading source of goods imported to the United States in 2023. More details at srnnews.com.